Election Day isn't just about choosing the men and women who will make the rules. In 24 states and Washington, D.C., voters can make the rules themselves. We're talking about ballot initiatives, pieces of legislation on the ballot enacted by direct democracy. Jenny Drage Bowser is a ballot measure nut. She's obsessed about them for the National Conference of State Legislatures, and she's in the studios of KCFR in Centennial, Colorado. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
What are the big issues this year?
Well, it's hard to say this year. You know, in the last two even-year elections, we've had one or two issues that really dominated the ballot nationwide: same-sex marriage, property rights, and also minimum wage. And this year, it's really hard to draw any single theme like that.
So what would you pick as some of the most important ones around the country then?
There's a grouping of social issues on the ballot. There's abortion on the ballot in California, Colorado, and South Dakota. There is same-sex marriage on the ballot in Arizona, California, and Florida. And then a related measure dealing with adoption by unmarried couples on the ballot in Arkansas.
That's an interesting one. Could you explain that one?
Sure. This measure would say that no unmarried couple could adopt or serve as foster parents in Arkansas. It doesn't only apply to same-sex couples, but the group that's behind it has been quite open in talking about their intention to keep same-sex couples from adopting or being foster parents.
I see. So it's sort of the next step. The evolution of the same-sex marriage issue is that groups like these do not want unmarried couples to be able to adopt.
Well, it's certainly the next step in Arkansas. Arkansas has already considered and approved a same-sex marriage ban, so this year it's adoption.
Now, when it comes to abortion and same-sex marriage and these kinds of ballot measures that are politically divisive, they're sometimes used to drive people to the polls to increase voter turnout. Does that really work?
Well, there's some mixed evidence on that. On the one hand, it's pretty clear that states with an initiative process that have initiatives on the ballot tend to have higher turnout. It's a little less clear whether it influences who actually turns out to vote. In other words, does a same-sex marriage measure on the ballot make conservative voters come out that may have stayed home had it not been on the ballot? In most elections, in most states, you see multiple measures on the ballot, and they might be some conservative, some liberal-leaning, and some sort of neutral. And it's a lot harder to say how a grouping of measures on the ballot like that might influence voter turnout, since one measure, the voters that turn out to vote for one measure might be canceled out by the voters who turn out to vote for the other measure.
In Massachusetts, there's an interesting one. The ballot measure would do away with the state income tax completely.
Right. Well, in tax year 2009, it would cut it in half, and then it would do away with it entirely in 2010.
My gosh, that seems like it would cut the state's budget, or at least its revenues, pretty significantly, huh?
By about 40% is the estimate.
So that's a big budget cut for a state.
It is. It puts voters in a difficult position. Do they want to have a big savings on their tax bill? And the proponents of this measure estimate that the average Massachusetts family would save $3,700 a year. Or do they want to see a combination of big cuts in state and local spending programs and services, and probably new taxes and fees in other places to try and make up some of this lost revenue?
Now, we should say that these ballot measures are not always the big, hot issues of the day. There's a proposition on the ballot in California that's really specific about how some kinds of animals are kept on some kinds of farms.
Right. Yeah, this is Proposition 2 on the ballot in California. What it would do is say that pregnant pigs, calves raised for veal, and egg-laying hens have to be kept in enclosures that allow them to turn around freely, lie down, stand up, and fully extend their limbs.
It just doesn't seem like the kind of issue that in other states would get all the way to the voters. It seems like it would be done by some, you know, agriculture department.
Well, it has. It has twice before. Arizona voters approved an initiative dealing with pregnant pigs and veal calves. Florida voters approved a constitutional amendment on pregnant pigs in 2002. So that's in the Florida Constitution now. That's really due to a quirk of their initiative process. So it's not the first time. And animal rights advocates have actually gotten to be very effective when it comes to using the initiative process to achieve the reforms they're looking for.
Jenny Drage Bowser is an elections expert at the National Conference of State Legislatures. She joined us from KCFR in Centennial, Colorado. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Andrea.